When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, COVID finally catches up with Fauci. Who will save us? And Ed Helms. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Really fun show for you tonight. Dr. Fauci and the coronavirus are going head to head. Swimming is going to be banned this summer, and Sweden has found a way to make trash sexy. Plus, you know him from The Hangover, you know him from The Office, and season 2 of his hit show Rutherford Falls is dropping today. The very funny Ed Helms is here, everybody! Oh, I'm so excited! So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Okay, let's kick things off with some good news. The Food and Drug Administration has been given the green light to finally approve COVID vaccines for children under the age of 5, which means there are a lot of toddlers who are about to be popping apple juice in the club. It's just like, I got a diaper, I'm going all night, bitches. And this is also very good news for Herschel Walker, because statistically, 1 out of every 5 kids in America is secretly his. No, but for real, this is great news for parents of young children, because while the rest of us, you know, got vaccines and went back to normal, a lot of parents were stuck in pandemic mode with their unvaccinated kids. Yeah, they were just staring out the window at everyone else having fun. And it was just like, oh, they're going to the movies again. Oh, I should have used a condom. Now, of course, if you're not a parent, this is the worst news ever. Because I don't know about you guys, but I've definitely noticed that over the past 2 years, you know, I haven't heard any kids throwing tantrums in the supermarkets. There's been no toddlers kicking my seat in the movie theater. And there were basically no children screaming on airplanes. Yeah, only those crazy Trump supporters who didn't want to wear masks. Where's my mommy? But just because COVID is on the back foot right now, it doesn't mean it's not still putting up a fight.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has tested positive for COVID. The 81-year-old chief medical advisor to President Biden is fully vaccinated, double boosted.
He is currently taking the antiviral treatment Paxlovid. The 81-year-old is only experiencing mild symptoms. We are told he has not been in close contact with the president and will now work from home.
That's right. Dr. Fauci has COVID, which feels a little like finding out Smokey Bear got trapped in a forest fire. He's like, damn. I'm actually surprised that Fauci is only getting COVID now, and didn't get it while he was like with Trump every day.
Well, think about it. Every single day, Trump was like, okay, COVID task force, we're going to kick off today's meeting by breathing in each other's mouths for 10 to 15 minutes just to get the energy flowing. Anthony, come here, Anthony. Open that beautiful mouth, Anthony. Open it wide. Open it wide. And you know the saddest part, Dr. Fauci? And yes, I'm talking to you, Dr. Fauci. I know you watch the show. It's the fact that you didn't come to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Yeah. The president was there, Kim Kardashian was there, but you didn't come because you said you didn't want to catch COVID. And then you caught COVID anyway. Yeah. Probably from some boring government meeting. And you see, let me tell you something now, people. That's my philosophy in life. I'm vaccinated. So, if I'm getting COVID, you best believe I'm doing it in style, okay? Yeah, I'm not gonna get it from some bitch-ass PowerPoint presentation, no. People will ask me, Trevor, where'd you get your COVID? And I'll be like, oh, that was one hell of a night. Oh, damn. Best believe. I will say, though, what a big moment for COVID as well, huh? To finally infect Dr. Anthony Fauci. I bet COVID was really starstruck when it got in his body. Oh my God! Oh my God! It's really you! It's really you! Wow, I'm so excited! I need to catch my breath! Oh man, Dr. Fauci, I'm inside you! This is so crazy! Hold on, I gotta FaceTime my boys! Hey, yo, guess whose lungs I'm in! I know, and somehow I'm still taller than him. This is crazy! Ah! Okay. Let's move on from the pandemic in people's lungs to the pandemic in America's democracy. Today was the third day of the January 6th hearings, aka VH1's Behind the Riots. Now, this session focused predominantly on Mike Pence, former vice president and the inspiration behind the white noise machine. Because you see, Trump's entire plan to overturn the election hinged on Mike Pence agreeing to break the law by not certifying the election results. And today, we heard what might be the funniest recounting of the conversation that Trump actually had with Mike Pence, where the vice president would not agree to Trump's scheme no matter how hard the Donald tried.
In the book Peril, journalists Bob Woodward and Robert Costa write that the president said, quote, if these people say you have the power, wouldn't you want to? The vice president says, quote, I wouldn't want any one person to have that authority. The president responds, but wouldn't it almost be cool to have that power? The vice president is reported to have said, no, look, I've read this, and I don't see a way to do it. We've exhausted every option. I've done everything I could, and then some, to find a way around this. It's simply not possible. My interpretation is no. To which the president says, no. You don't understand, Mike. You can do this. I don't want to be your friend anymore if you don't do this.
Yo. Oh man, you know, this is the paradox of Donald Trump. Like, this is really the paradox. Like, he has the most terrifying schemes in the world, but he executes them in the most hilarious ways. Because Trump basically, he lives his entire life as if he's the bad kid in one of those anti-smoking PSAs. You know, he's like, come on, Mike, just try overturning the election. I thought you wanted to be cool. Also, by the way, if there's one person who you can't entice with cool, it's Mike Pence. He's the least cool man in the world. The man wouldn't even watch the Teletubbies because they don't wear pants. And you know what's crazy about the story? Because Trump said it like this, because he said it like this, you actually believe that is true, right? Because if the reporting was that Pence said, sir, we cannot do this, and then Trump said, my interpretation of the Constitution offers ample precedent, both legal and historical, people would be like, yeah, there's no way that happened. That didn't happen. That's not real. But I don't want to be your friend anymore. You're like, yeah, that's my dude. That's my dude right there. That sounds like him. I also find it crazy that Trump thought they were friends. Not co-workers, not acquaintances, friends. How would that even be possible? What do Pence and Trump have to bond over, huh? He's just hanging out on the weekend, like, thanks for bringing me to this club, Mike. The music's a little lame, but the ladies are looking good. Mr. President, it's church. Oh, that's why it burned when I walked through the door. Totally get it. All right, but let's move on to some international news. Here in America, global supply chain issues have caused shortages of everything, from tampons to baby formula, and even PlayStation 5s, which sucks, because now I have to play Elden Ring in my head. This is so hard! But it turns out the global supply chain also affects the globe. And right now, in Pakistan, the supply chain is coming for an integral part of their daily life.
Pakistani tea drinkers remain divided a day after a government minister urged them to cut down on their daily hot beverage as the country struggles with an economic crisis. Pakistan's planning and development minister says it's getting increasingly expensive for the country to import tea as supplies outstrip demand.
Tea is a hugely popular drink in the country of 220 million people, and the government has to spend about $600 million on tea imports every year. The average person in Pakistan is believed to drink at least 3 cups of tea a day, but the minister called for people to drink 1 or 2 cups less per day, sparking outrage.
I knew it. I knew this would happen. Yeah, people have been running around spilling the tea for the past few years, and now look! There's a shortage. Are you happy, Shade Room? Are you happy? By the way, I love how they mix the tea. The rest of us do tea boring, and just like, they're like, wow, wow, wow. And I know people can get outraged about anything, but I'm not gonna lie. It is kind of funny to hear a story about anyone getting outraged over tea. No, because you always think of tea drinkers as very calm, tranquil people, you know? But here they're like, you can take my Earl Grey out of my cold dead hands! It's so wild. It's like seeing Tom Hanks dropping the F-bomb. I mean, that's where you know you f***ed up, you know what I mean? But when you understand how popular tea is in Pakistan, it makes sense. Right? All of the outrage makes sense. This is part of their national identity. It's like asking France to cut out croissants or North Korea to stop launching missiles at dolphins. That's just what they do. And I don't know if Pakistan will give up tea. I mean, they wouldn't even give up bin Laden, you know? But too soon? I will say this, Pakistan's government has to be careful about this. Yeah, tea shortages are no joke. Just look at America. You see what happens when your people get pissed off about tea? Yeah, first there's a tea party, then there's a revolution. Before you know it, there's a Great Depression, then you're fighting Vietnam, no one can afford houses, and suddenly you're making a movie where Ryan Gosling is Bobby! Ah! Don't do it, Pakistan! All right, finally. Cities all over the world are always trying to find ways to encourage people not to litter. In Japan, they use collective shame. In Singapore, they'll just whip your ass. In New York, we've just made the entire city one big trash can, so technically it's not even possible to litter. But in Sweden, they've come up with something that might be the most effective method yet.
Talking dirty in Sweden, literally. A Swedish city has launched a campaign to encourage people to throw away their trash.
Yeah, a couple of trash cans have been installed and are programmed to respond with seductive audio messages after somebody throws away their trash.
Tack. Precis där, ja. Lite mer till vänster nästa gång. Det där var galet skönt. Mer. Kom snart tillbaka och gör det där igen.
Well, I guess now we know what it's like when Oscar the Grouch gets his f*** on. I did not see that coming. Just by the way, all the guys who are using that trash can, I hope you know that it's faking it, right? There's probably dudes walking away thinking, oh, I throw good trash. No, you don't. It's actually funny how stupid men are. We're such simple, stupid creatures. This would never work on women. On men, it works. Yeah, like, we can wear as many ties as we want, but we're just basically stupid animals responding to a mating call. You put a sexy woman's voice and you can literally get men to do anything. You realize we're being catfished by garbage cans, right? And we can see that they're garbage cans. But then we hear that sexy voice and we're like, well, maybe. Not to mention, this is gonna undo a lot of parental lessons about littering. Some 10-year-old boy is gonna be like, mommy, I'm going to throw away my empty cup. And the mom will be like, no. Just throw it in the lake. It's better that way. You're not ready. And you know who this really isn't great for? Is your trash can at home. Yeah, because when it finds out what you've been doing out there in the street, oh, it's gonna get super jealous. Well, you're home late. Probably because you were out on the street shoving your trash into that whore again. You know that anyone can throw trash there, anyone. You're not special. I want a divorce, and I'm taking the rotten banana peels with me! Ah! All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go, let's check in on traffic with our very own Roy Wood Jr., everybody!
Yeah. What's up, man?
What is happening, Roy?
Yes, Lord.
Weekend's coming up. What's going on in the traffic?
Yes, Lord, man. I'm just looking at all these rich people out there on the road, man. Gas, $10 a gallon. Being stuck in traffic, that's the new ballin' right there. I don't care nothing about your jewelry. Tell me how long you was in traffic today. Like, if a woman wanted to meet a rich dude, just go stand on the freeway. Go stand right here. This is Boston. That's, but, yeah, just go stand on the freeway in Boston. You, them rich people, look at all them rich people, man.
You think that traffic is a flex?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Traffic ain't for no broke bitches. This is... strictly for ballers right there, man.
All right, what's going on in the traffic?
Yeah, I'll get to the traffic in a second, man. You know, what's good about the infant thing, like I know people, you know, some people don't want to vaccinate infants or whatever, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing if you give the vaccine to the baby because now they got the microchip in them and no more kidnappings. Now we know where all the kids will be, we can track them down because once you get the vaccine, you get the microchip and nothing.
No, there is no microchip. Where did you hear this?
Did you enjoy the ramen you had last night on 41st Street? I think you were there from 7:30 to 9:15, and then when you left, you went southbound down 9th Avenue, if I'm not mistaken. You vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's an app. It's an app where it links you with other people who have the like. Don't you know, they can be like, I'm stalking you. I'm not stalking you. The app told me where you was. It's the vaccine tracking app. You ain't got the vaccine tracking app?
I don't have the vaccine tracking app.
Well, I got the app.
What's happening in the traffic, Roy?
You know what's really messed up about the tea?
Okay.
The tea over there in Pakistan?
Yeah.
Like, with the tea shortage, that's gonna throw off the balance of the Arnold Palmers in Pakistan. You ever had an Arnold Palmer and the balance ain't right? That'll piss you off. Too much lemonade, too much tea, it's the wrong... You got to have the Arnold Palmer just perfect amount. Watch to see if the Al-Qaeda get a hold of some imbalanced Arnold Palmers. Oh, we got to go blow something up. They're going to be mad. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, dog.
All right, well, tell me about the traffic, though.
What do you want me to tell you about the traffic? I already told you. Rich people going and doing rich people.
Yeah, but, like, which roads are blocked and which ones are open? It's important, man.
Let me ask you a question. If your friend, let's say you had a friend, right? Let's say you had a homeboy, y'all cool, real good friend, right? Mm-hmm. And you go over to his house. And he got one of them sex trash cans. Y'all would still be cool, right? Like, if you knew somebody that had, like, ordered one of these sex-talking cans, the Freaky Deaky trash can. Like, if you went over to your friend's house and he had the Freaky Deaky trash can,
yeah,
you wouldn't judge him for having a...
Roy, did you order one of the sex trash cans?
No, I didn't order no sex trash can with custom, you know, with custom phrases. I didn't do that.
I didn't say anything about custom phrases.
I didn't say nothing about custom phrases either. I gotta go throw something away. I'll be right back. I gotta throw something away.
I'm suspicious. I was really suspicious. All right, thank you so much, Roy. All right, when we come back, we're gonna throw America a giant pool party.
Oh, Roy, I love swallowing your trash.
We'll be right back.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. This whole week, much of the United States has been suffering through a heat wave. And if you've been stuck in it, please don't forget to drink water, stay inside, and check in on your elderly neighbors, because they might have air conditioners you can steal. But if you've been hoping to cool down at the beach or at the pool, you might be out of luck.
As summer heats up, some families are cooling down in the water at their own risk. A major lifeguard shortage is leaving many beaches unguarded and pools understaffed, forcing some to close. The American Lifeguard Association estimating one-third of the nation's public pools are impacted. The shortage is caused by a wave of factors. Young people have plenty of other job options to choose from, and training courses were canceled during the pandemic. Some pools looking to pull in new lifeguards by upping salaries. Six Flags St. Louis is offering $18 an hour to lifeguards, plus a $500 bonus.
Oh, pools are closed for the summer? I'm gonna have nowhere to pee. But yeah, pools and beaches are in big trouble because nobody wants to be a lifeguard right now, which is surprising to me. I mean, you'd think every teenager would want this job. I mean, you get to work on your tan, it's a relaxed dress code, and you get to make out with all those drowning people, you know? You know, if you ask me, Americans are too soft. Yeah, I saw the story and I was like, Americans are too soft. You won't swim because there's no lifeguard? Man. If you told an African parent that you won't swim without a lifeguard, they'd be like, eh, do you know who is your lifeguard? Jesus. Don't forget that. Don't ever forget that. But this is a major problem, especially for pools that have to shut down because they can't find lifeguards. Luckily, though, luckily, Leo Deblin has a solution for you.
Are your beaches and pools closed for the summer because of a lifeguard shortage? You just want to swim. But ain't nobody want to save your ass from a shark. Well, break out that swimsuit thong. Because summer is back on. Introducing Leo Deblin Substitute Lifeguard. It's a cardboard cutout of me that you can put up on the lifeguard chair. Guaranteed to look real enough for the safety inspector as he's driving by. So now you can get back to doing what you love, peeing in the pool. Choose your lifeguard type from multiple Leo Deblin models. We have Mr. Nice Guy, the Whistleblower, and of course, I done told your ass, that if you start to drown, Don't worry. All our lifeguards come with a built-in speaker that's got you covered.
Someone else saved that dude. I just ate.
So save your summer with the Leo Devlin Substitute Lifeguard. It ain't but $85. You can get that from your mama. Oh!
It's a 120 by Fairgrounds. It's the Foot Locker.
Looks like summer's back on. All right, when we come back, Ed Helms will be joining me on the show, so don't go away.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is actor, writer, and producer Ed Helms. He's here to talk to us about his show, Rutherford Falls, which he co-created and stars in. Please welcome Ed Helms. Welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you so much.
Although, is it welcome? It's a little weird because you worked in this very same studio for how many years?
Like four and a half years.
Four and a half years.
Like that. Yeah. I like what you've done with the place.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, spruced it up a little bit. We had a little pandemic in the middle, you know, touched a few things up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but your stuff is still here if you want anything.
I hope so. No one's moved into my office, right?
No,
yeah,
of course not.
Good,
of course
because not. That's sacred space.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And, by the way, I love what you have done, not only with the furniture, but with the show. You're crushing it. Trevor
Noah. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I love what you've done with everything.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, you're easily one of the funniest people around. You know, many people were introduced to you, through The Hangover, but everything you've done has just been so funny. And Rutherford, when I first read about it, it seemed like, oh, you're trying to throw it all away. Because it was a story of, really, it seems like a crazy story. It's like, oh, I'm going to play a white guy who goes into a Native American community and basically, like, fights with them about their own land. It doesn't seem like comedy.
Yeah.
But it's really funny, and it's a great story.
Yeah, well, it's, I guess that was the challenge, was to try to keep that character sympathetic. I mean, it really is, like, the show was born out of this observation just that people were kind of not listening to each other and being crazy and so we wanted to kind of depict somebody who is having trouble kind of hearing opposing views or hearing some that maybe his interpretation of history is very wrong and yet also that that can be a good person right. who wants to do better also.
Right. Can I tell you what I love about the show? Is that it's funny, it's poignant, it has, I think, I'll stand to be corrected, possibly the largest Native American writing room in all of television, maybe. It's like giant. It's up there. Even if it's not top, it's up there.
It's up there.
You have like a Native American cost. You've done the thing that everyone says is impossible. Everyone goes like, if you include people, then white people don't work. And it's like, you're working, they're working. It's a great show. Renewed for season two.
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay?
Yeah.
They're doing okay.
Yeah, there's another show called Reservation Dogs, which is also amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
And that show has a ton of Native American writers and directors.
Right.
A lot of our directors, we've shared a lot of directors between the shows. It's been an incredibly humbling experience for me. I think before getting into this, I intellectually understood the value of representation, and I could talk about it very fluently and advocate for it, but being in this experience has just like really made it kick in for me in a way that, I don't know, it's been incredible.
It shows, you know, because like the jokes that you're telling, the storylines that you have, it doesn't become something that it's not supposed to be. It becomes fresh, it becomes authentic. I mean, that's why it got renewed is what I think, you know?
Yeah.
It's like season two, it's an exciting season change as well. I don't want to spoil anything for those who haven't seen the first season, but essentially, your character comes into this world where he's trying to preserve his name, the Rutherford name. Comes in, realizes at some point that, you know, his family doesn't stand for the best thing, you know, in the past. But as we go into season two, the journey changes slightly. What can you tell us about it?
We left at the end of season one, my character really had this like catastrophic identity crisis.
Right.
And I think going into, and all of season one, really, I think, my co-creators, Mike Schur and Sierra Teller-Ornelas, the three of us like really wanted to grapple with some big ideas and some big issues. Season two, we were like, well, we kind of did a lot of homework in season one, and this ensemble is so funny, and our writers are so fun. Let's just like lean into the comedy more. And so I think this season, there's still a lot of very sharp satire that I'm very, very proud of,
right.
But it's also... it's more joyful, it's sillier, it's just, I don't know.
When you say lean into the comedy more, I'm excited, but I'm also a little worried because, no, I've heard stories about you. I mean, at The Daily Show, you know, with Jon Stewart when you were a correspondent, you had a mole removed on camera for the show.
Yeah, that's true.
Like actually, like the procedure
yes.
done.
Yes, yeah.
On The Hangover, you allowed them to take out one of your teeth.
Yes.
For the movie. That's like a real
That really happened, yeah.
Yeah, you see that? You see, you were like, oh, special effects. No, that was just him. It was just him being affected. That's all it was. So when you say lean in, are you still willing to do the craziest thing for the movie?
Yes, so season two of this show, I get decapitated, for real. My head, it's like, and you know, thankfully, like, we've got great doctors and everything. It's like, I'm fine, as you can see. But yeah, I go the extra mile.
Like, you really
I'm
though.
I'm super committed, super method, yeah.
Like, do your family and friends worry about you? Because I know people who go the extra mile for comedy. Like, does your dentist worry? Do your doctors worry?
Yeah, I guess there's nothing, I don't know that if this is a good thing, but there is virtually nothing I won't do for a laugh. I have no pride or dignity, and so, that's a very freeing thing in show business.
I think it's not just freeing, it's the reason you're one of the funniest, most amazing people that we get to watch on screen. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for joining me here. I appreciate you. Huge fan. Season two of Rutherford Falls is now streaming on Peacock. If you haven't watched it, watch one. Jump into two. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you, man. For real. Such an honor.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider supporting Out Youth, right? They're an organization that serves Central Texas LGBTQIA+ youth and their allies with programs and services to ensure that these promising young people develop into happy, healthy, successful adults. Out Youth hosts a variety of programs and provides training and resources for parents, teachers, and community members free of charge. So if you can, please donate at the link below. Until next time, stay safe out there. And remember, if your sex life is hitting a rut, you might want to take the trash out.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.